Park amongst the 91.3 Nigeria in phone hearing Port Harcourt, to number one talk news and sports radio station. I'm Dial. It is 10 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Discussions continue right now. Many thanks for staying tuned. And, good to know you're part of the conversation right now. Let's move on with the next order of business on today's edition of the show. And your very welcome to join in, of course, as usual. And we're talking our security summit right now. Security summit, whether or not that may be a viable way to address whatever concerns there might be as regards to the next year's general elections in Rivers State. Intelligence report is already flying around left, right, center. Intelligence report, that is, suggestions, accusations, and counter accusations that people are plotting all kinds of things, whatever it is that they're plotting or not plotting, as the case may be. But Senator Magnus Abe, one of the contenders for the top job in Rivers State next year, has made a recommendation. Or recommendations as to what he believes is going to help address whatever security concerns that there might be for Rivers State as far as next year's general elections are concerned. Now, this was in our news earlier on. SDP governorship candidate in Rivers State, Senator Magnus Abe, has appealed to Governor Yusuf Mwike and other political leaders in the state not to return the state to the era of politics of bitterness and antagonisms, which painted the state in a bad light. Abe said this, and members of the Southern Kaduna People's Union and the Middle Belt Forum paid him a solidarity visit to endorse his candidature for the 2023 gubernatorial elections in the state. Here's some of what he had to say whilst he attended to this person to pay him a visit.
My own concern and prayer is that this election cannot return River State to the old place of fear, to the old place of challenges and crises that we used to have in previous elections. I want to appeal to His Excellency. He is our governor. We are all Rivers men and women. And our objective is to choose a leader for our people that will carry us forward. It is not to bring cultists and fight one another. And I will also appeal to my fellow politicians. The governor has expressed a security concern. Let us not begin to attack one another on those bases.
Senator Abe also suggested that security summit should be organized where all political leaders will be invited to share their ideas on how to have a peaceful election before, during, and after the 2023 elections in the state.
If there are genuine concerns about security in the state, I'll invite the governor as a father to call all of us. Let us sit down together, share ideas on how to go forward into this election in a peaceful, convivial atmosphere in which everybody will be free to participate, rather than go back to the old days of antagonism, of fear and crisis and chaos. I would plead that we come together and talk to one another. There is nobody that we don't know.
And the former Rivers Southeast Senator also said he is convinced the 2023 elections will be peaceful.
Our states will be peaceful. Yes. Our elections will be peaceful.
Amen.
Our future will be peaceful.
Amen.
There is nothing anybody will do that will return us to where we don't want to go to. I believe that Rivers people all know that without peace, there can be no progress. Without peace, there can be no prosperity. If we don't create an atmosphere in which everybody and every Rivers man and woman can exercise their rights and pursue their dreams and their visions without let or hindrance.
Let's talk about this for a bit. Security summit, as proposed by Senator Magnus Abe. In your estimation, from your stand view, what impact will a security summit of political leaders have on the elections in River State? Any impact or no impact at all? The lines are open, call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0007. We are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do remember to like and follow our pages as applicable. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Is Security Summit a viable remedy or solution to whatever anticipated chaos or anarchy some persons may be planning to unleash as far as next year's general elections are concerned. Will it help? Will it be a total waste of time or not? What do you think? Let's get your take. Once again, join the conversation. Facebook.com/NigerianforPH and Twitter at NigerianforPH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. I've got a promise from GR on the line. Promise you welcome. Please go on. Go ahead.
Yeah, the issue on contention and the proposed summit governed by Japan are the my own understanding, I believe, is a welcome call.
Okay.
The reason is very simple. You know, once there is a preparation for a general election, all political graduates begin to think of how they will take hold of the process. And so Governor Abe, having been in liberal politics, have studied liberal politics. And
so what exactly would the security summit do?
Now, what it's going to do is that it's going to make the leadership of all political parties and candidates to come together and take a decisive decision. Now, when you decide on what to do, is that if you're compelled to do that, even if ordinarily you would not have done that, but because you have agreed, you come together, have a common front. Okay, you and me, let's agree that we're not going to be fight. We will not buy guns to any of these to shoot guns.
Have we had similar measures taken in River State before or in other parts of the country? Do you think we have?
Yes. Actually,
okay, your answer was yes. Now, since you agree that we've had similar measures in River State before and other parts of the country, did those similar steps accomplish what you're saying? Did they work?
Mr. Bayo, you know, if you have done something...
No, you were answering my previous questions directly. I don't mind you explaining, but I'd like for you to answer this one directly first. So, did those previous attempts, did they work?
They never work.
Okay. So what will be the difference this time around?
The difference will be that time is advancing. You know, so if you have two or three graduates, you know, and two out of three decided to share their thoughts and agree on a peaceful election, you will see that the people who are supposed to be used to combat that violence can decide to join these two against this one. So that is why I support the call by Senator Abe that there should be a proposed security meeting. Now, just let me tell you... Excuse me. Let me give you one reason why it can work.
Okay,
now,
go on.
Time, in the time pass, you will discover that maybe 1 week to election or 1 month to election, they will not call the security meeting. And by then, the tension is already high. That is why the other is saying, let us propose this thing now, now that we have at least 7 to 8 months before election, so we can work on them and so that every attribute now ensure that it works. We'll be taking care of it.
Promise, good to hear from you. I have to move on.
Thank you.
Now. You're welcome. Henry from Transamada, you're live. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good evening, Bayo.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Bayo, one of the things I know about this current governor is that he gets information a lot. I think he spends a lot of money on information gathering. He does not cause for alarm. Don't bring it to the media. The local people are seen here and there, and I want to discourage him from doing that. And the narrative of Magnus Abe, Senator Honorable, is very good right now. Dayo, River State is always a volatile ground for trouble against politics because of the special interest in the state and with the impact of that all the time. You can't take that away. We're about to enter elections again and nothing will change. So it is better that we begin to talk about it now, let the governor shout more because...
No. The conversation is not centered on or around whether the governor is shouting about it. The conversation is on the recommendation of a security summit and by Senator Magnus Abe, and whether or not that will have any positive impact on the elections.
Dayo, it is better to start the process. Magnus has made a very good call. If only people said here, for God's sake, you made the apples wrong somewhere, we're going to look at it.
I'm going to ask you similar questions as I asked the previous caller. Have we had similar measures taken in the past?
Yes, we have.
did they amount to anything positive?
Yes,
they did.
In my opinion, yes. Also, what is the essence of the peace plan before elections? It's so that if there is any defaulter, they are talked abroad, and the arrest can be prosecuted. And measures can be taken to make sure that they pass.
So in the past, when peace pacts were signed and there was still violence, what was the essence of those peace pacts?
But you see, we can't put our hands and not do anything.
No, that's not the point. You said that peace. You described peace pact as being, you know, measures to ensure everybody does the right thing, so that if you do the wrong thing, you'll be arrested and prosecuted. So I'm asking you, when peace pacts were signed before, and nobody was arrested, nobody was prosecuted, nobody took account, nobody was held accountable, what was wrong then?
It is left for the streets to do their job, but we'll put our hands. We want to go to do the right thing and then allow posterity to join them in the actions. If there's another somewhere, let us out it. Let's do what we ought to do.
So what you're saying is that a security summit may not accomplish anything. We may still have to leave them to posterity to judge them.
It's 5-6-9. I believe it will. Elections are coming very close. I believe it will. It will. Certainly will. It will.
All right, Henry, good to hear from you. Raymond from NTA Road. You're welcome, Raymond. Go ahead.
Hello, Dio. Good evening.
Hi there. Go on.
Yeah, you asked a salient question. What would the security summit address? What would be the topic?
The topic is obvious. It's security. Hello, Raymond. I'm not asking what the topic would be. The topic is obvious. Elections are coming. Don't kill anybody. Don't snatch ballot boxes. Don't waylay INEC office. Don't kidnap INEC officials. The topics are obvious. I'm asking, will this security summit positively impact the coming elections?
It will not do anything. I know that before each election, they always sign a peace pact. Has it addressed violent issues during elections? Has it addressed smacking of ballot boxes? Has it addressed all the vices associated with our elections? Who are the perpetrators of these acts? It is politicians. Dio, you're a football fan. You know that you have some coaches that when they want to face a tough opposition, they start playing mind games. This is one of those mind games. It has started from the governor because you have already seen cracks in his own party. He's afraid of the third force and the usual opposition, the APC. So our man, the senator, is a soft-spoken man. I will, no offense to him, he's a very gentleman, knowledgeable man, but I also see him as somebody who knows the terrain he's stepping on. He's pulling them gently. So that's why I think he has brought up this talk of security summit. That is his own mind game, if you ask me.
How is that a mind game?
Put up a summit or not, I believe it's not going to address anything. We still have the usual does matters.
All right, Raymond, we have a commercial break coming up shortly. Headlines at 5:30 p.m. Discussions continue afterwards. Security summit being proposed before next year's general elections. What effect or impact would that have on the outcome of the elections? Anything positive or simply a complete total waste of time? I'd like to get your take on that. More when we return from the break. Just stay tuned. Hard Fans will be back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Andy, walking back. Still hard facts to Nigeria. In food, her input, Harker, time diet. Senator Abe calls for security meeting ahead of political campaigns. And SDP governorship candidate in Rivers State, Senator Magnus Abe, has appealed to Governor Yusuf Mwike and other political leaders in the state not to return the state to the era of politics of bitterness, which painted the state in a bad light. He said this when some persons paid a courtesy call to him. He also suggested that security summit should be organized where all political leaders will be invited to share their ideas on how to have a peaceful election before, during and after the 2023 elections in the state.
If there are genuine concerns about security in the state, I'll invite the governor as a father to call all of us. Let us sit down together, share ideas on how to go forward into this election in a peaceful, convivial atmosphere in which everybody will be free to participate, rather than go back to the old days of antagonism, of fear and crisis and chaos. I would plead that we come together and talk to one another. There is nobody that we don't know.
There you have it. What impact will a security summit, if any, or for political leaders, rather, if any, have on elections in Rivers State? Let's get to all take. My lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Via Facebook, Alex Donald Ekudezua goes, without Rivers leaders and political gladiators sitting down to look at things wholeheartedly and holistically with a view of doing things in a way that will promote peace in the polity, we would experience the same type of insecurity situations we experienced in 2015. The call by Senator Abe is in place, and I commend it. I've got Osaro from Igbelu. Osaro, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Go
on, please.
Well, I think this security summit is just an activity that one of those many activities that happen before every election. It doesn't really bring anything to the table for a solution against violence.
Okay.
Because the same political actors calling for this summit are the ones that will instigate voice and cause the problem. So it's just everybody has to be, to sit up and discipline his or himself. It's not about so the summit does not bring any solution, because it's still the same thing. There are laws in this country, but how are they enforced to make sure what the laws are set for do not come? We compromise. It's just going to talk about the challenges, state solutions, and leave it like that. That has been our problem in Nigeria. We have solutions to every challenge in this country, but nobody puts it into action. So it is not just about the summit, about the will to do the right thing.
So you're saying a no to the summit?
I didn't get you.
So are you saying a no to the summit?
There's no need for it. There's just no need. They just want to meet and discuss. Finish.
So what's wrong with meeting and discussing?
There's no problem with meeting and discussing, but for what reason? What are they discussing for? Are they actually putting themselves? Whatever discussion they are going to have, the purpose of the meeting, are we through to it, or they are doing for formality? If it is for formality, there is no need for it.
All right, good to hear from you, sir. I've got a roller from Eliezu. Roller, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Oh, go ahead.
So, I would say that the conference, the one that Senator Abe is suggesting, is important. Maybe it should not be called security summit. Or even if it is called security summit, it should depend on the content of the discussion. Now, I think that it is very important, because as we all know, in the past, they have resorted to it as a way to win an election. people have actually won and benefited as a result of strategy. And then we also know that people have been punished. We don't have any record of somebody who participated violently in the last election who is in prison. I don't know of any. So because of that, human beings are likely to try to repeat a deal that has benefited them in the past, even though that behavior is bad. Now, what may happen is that in such a gathering, people may be made to understand that on election day, for example, because of the new Electoral Act, if you involve in violence of any kind, maybe you succeed in snatching ballot boxes and all of that, it will fetch you nothing because in the end, the results will be transmitted electronically and people will not have opportunity of writing results.
So do you need a security summit to let people know that the Electoral Act says, I mean, there is no security, I have not been a part of any security summit. I don't know if you have. Most Nigerians have not been a part of any security summit, but a lot of Nigerians know this already, that elections results are now transmitted electronically, even though we have not had a security summit yet.
Yeah, and that is why I said that maybe the name will not be security summit, but there should be some kind of gathering of politicians where these issues are lost. And their followers beg to understand that some of those strategies that used to work before may not work now.
Okay, by whatever name you might choose to call it, whatever the nomenclature, that thing has not happened yet. But I know, you know, a lot of other Nigerians already know the result of elections will be transmitted electronically.
Yeah, because concerns have been raised. It's important that politicians should meet and discuss and agree. But most importantly, the youth of the state should be made to understand that the fact that they used violence before to succeed, that it will not be likely to succeed this time around the way it succeeded in the past. The reason being that in the past, what happened was that if you went to a polling unit and you were able to mobilize up and all of that, chase the other people away, you carry the ballot boxes, you go and compete it as you like. But this time around, if you do that, you are not likely to be able to send the result to INEC. So it will count for nothing, even if you do that. And this is the message that needs to be sent.
So what you are saying is that the politicians need a special program to let them know that results are going to be transmitted electronically, so that they will not conscript thugs to snatch ballot boxes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. that's interesting. Good to hear from you. There. They need a special program. Well, maybe I should have asked the caller, is it going to be a 7-day power-packed program? is it going to be a 7-day high-powered delegation program to let them know that results of elections will now be transmitted electronically, so no need to get thugs to snatch ballot boxes any longer? But via Facebook, let's see. Promise Odongwego, the call by Senator Abe is a welcome development. Let's avoid a repeat of what happened in 2015. Henry Onuambago, as long as the same political gladiators, including him, Magnus Abe, remain the frontline candidate, it will not make any difference. Okay. Tom Obeta goes, hey, Dio, our leaders have to sit down and discuss. Okay, all right. Sit down and discuss then. I believe I may have some comments via WhatsApp. I'd like to catch up on those as well, as far as this all-important conversation is concerned. And let's see. Security summit is just like signing peace pacts. These things don't work in Nigeria. The simple reason is because we have strong men but weak institutions. David from Bury Kiri saying that. Good evening, Dio. Senator Abe is sounding as if he just came into River State from another state or country. Who will anchor this security meeting or conference? Is it the governor of River State? who is an interested member of this whole scene and would allow his personal interest to truncate the so-called security meeting or conference. So for me, it's an effort in futility, since all of them have keen interest in the polity, which will affect all these efforts, and also considering such attempts that were made in the past that never produced any good results. Ibrahim from Port Harcourt said that. Security summit, it depends on what purpose it's intended to serve. If it's to provide befitting security for all citizens during and after the elections, it's a good one. But if it's to provide top security for politicians, then it's not for the benefit of all and should be disregarded. I don't think that's the essence of it anyways. All right, good evening, Dad. The appeal made by Senator Abe on security summit, Abe understands how they build their structure and its implications, because in each LGA, committees are created by the chairman, and in every sector with its chairman and members, which are a name I will not mention here, so I will simply move on. Good evening, Dad. The senator calling for security summit is a good one, because where there is oneness and one voice, there will be possibility of growth, unity and peace. That's Noble from Port Harcourt. Maybe a few comments before I wrap up this conversation. Somebody mentioned, a previous caller mentioned Osun State as a reason we should have security summits. Yes, there was less reported cases of violence in the Osun elections, if any at all. But I'm not sure that a security summit or a peace pact was responsible for that. I think that the innovations with the electoral process has decreased greatly any incentive for violence. Because if you carry ballot boxes and snatch and carry away and go thumbprint somewhere, who is going to record that result? Who is going to announce the result of your thumbprinting? Nobody's going to do that. So when you realize that, what's going to be the essence of snatching ballot papers and going to thumbprint someplace, you know? So, I think to a large degree, that's what we need. We need reforms to the electoral system. And also, the law should be enforced. We have laws. If anybody is caught fomenting trouble, deal with the person as recommended in the law. But anyways, maybe a meet and greet is not a terrible idea.